This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, we have a shortened week due to the Memorial Day holiday. On this Tuesday, how are we looking in the grain and livestock markets?
Well, the biggest news is probably in the wheat. The wheat's down hard 15. Had a lot of rain in the wheat belt in southern and northern wheat belt, both in the U.S. and abroad, and that to put pressure on the market, and that's pressuring the other markets. Next bit of news would be the trade news over the weekend. Over the weekend, President Trump said that the threatened tariffs he had mentioned on Friday is going to defer those until July 9th. So that the stock market got a real boost from that, and really all the markets to an extent. Stock market's up 700 off of that, and that's a positive for all the markets. And then we had some good export numbers this morning. The inspections that came out at 10 o'clock, corn 1.4 million metric tons, wheat was almost 600,000 metric tons. Those are good numbers.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
July corn went unchanged at 459.5. July soybeans up 2.25 at 1062.5. July soybean meal up 10 cents at 296.30. Soybean oil up 22 cents at 49.57. On the Merck, June live cattle down 67 cents at 215.12. August feeders down 222 at 298.15. June lean hogs up 80 cents at 99.10. June pork cutout went unchanged at 105.67. And June class 3 milk up 30 cents at 19.64. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today. That's been a check of the closing markets on Iowa Ag Radio. I'm Riley Smith.